One month from today, British voters will go to the polls. Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron leads the current coalition government. He wants another term in office. His rival is Labour Party leader Ed Miliband. But no matter who wins, this election could mean cuts to the British welfare state. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from London.
This center in West London provides services for homeless people, showers, food, counseling. A few years ago, about 80 people came here each day. The numbers started to grow, and now the center limits its services to 100 people a day, even though 130 or more often show up looking for help. Lorraine Johnson works here.
Yeah, we're seeing more women living on the streets. We're having more people coming to us with children, people that are desperate, families in situations that have no food.
Britain has cut its welfare budget steadily over the last 5 years. Johnson says that translates directly to her front door.
Definitely within the last year or so, we've really seen a massive impact. People who were housed are now becoming homeless again.
When the financial crisis hit in 2008, the U.S. used a stimulus program, government spending, to boost the economy. Britain chose the path of austerity, cutting government spending, including public services. Now the question is, what will happen after voters go to the polls next month? Duncan O'Leary studies these trends at the London think tank Demos.
The election, I think, will make quite a big difference to what happens to the UK's welfare state in the next 5 years.
This election is not a choice between growing the social safety net or shrinking it. Both parties want to make cuts. It's just a question of how deep those cuts will be. The divide might sound familiar to people who follow American politics. At a debate last week, Prime Minister David Cameron said he wants to balance the books without raising taxes.
What is the alternative to making reductions on welfare? It is putting up taxes and cutting people's
pay.
I don't want to see that happen.
Labour leader Ed Miliband argues for a mix of tax hikes and spending cuts.
Cuts will have to come, but we can do it in a balanced way, we can do it in a fair way.
Either way, Duncan O'Leary at Demos says people in Britain will feel the changes that lie ahead, even if they did not notice any changes over the last 5 years of cuts.
Some people give the analogy of giving blood. If you give blood once, your body can cope with it. If you give it again, it tires you out a lot more. And I think you could make the same analogy with spending cuts as well. There are certain efficiencies or reductions in spending that you can make once, but making them again and again, it becomes a lot harder.
Political leaders believe the current system is simply unsustainable. Sheila Lawler directs the think tank Politea.
What we've seen in the last 20 years, 30 years, is the growth of huge levels of people for whom the state has become the breadwinner. It provides housing, it provides a weekly income, as well as providing those universal benefits like healthcare and education. And something is going to give.
This transformation could make Britain a lot more like the United States, says economist John Van Rienen. He directs the Center for Economic Performance at the London School of Economics. People will have to pay more for services, he says, and there may be less help for those who need it.
If that actually goes ahead, I don't think people have really thought about what that will mean for service provision. So I think it will actually mean quite a different way of providing the kind of services that people have been used to.
But it's worth remembering one more way the UK is like the US. Politicians here don't always keep their campaign promises, especially when it comes to cutting spending. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.